Lance Armstrong is back in the saddle again. And Daniel Benson, in a word, what's your reaction?
It's fantastic news.
Oh, a little more than one word there, but we get the message. Daniel Benson, managing editor at cyclingnews.com, is following Armstrong's September surprise, his return to competitive cycling, which Armstrong made official today.
I just want to let you know that after long talks with my kids, the rest of my family, close group of friends, I have decided to return to professional cycling in 2009. The reason for this is to launch an international cancer strategy based on the fact that we lose 8 million people around the world to this disease, more than AIDS, malaria, and tuberculosis combined.
The 7-time Tour de France winner says he'll make his comeback in professional cycling, starting in Australia. He's headed to compete in the Tour Down Under in January, and then it's on to the Tour de France. And Daniel Benson, you've been following this pretty closely, and you are at a convention right now in Las Vegas, a convention for bicyclists. What's the buzz around Lance Armstrong's announcement out there?
It's huge news, really. I mean, we've all been tuning into it this morning at the press conference. Everyone has an opinion. Everyone has a reaction to the news.
Give us some of the reactions.
Everyone's, you know, thinks it's good for cycling, especially in the US. And, of course, it's great for the cancer awareness through Livestrong that he's going to be working through as well. The reaction's positive.
And for those people who may eventually compete against Lance Armstrong, either in Australia or in France during the Tour de France or someplace else, is this likely to strike fear in their hearts or a more competitive spirit?
I think a lot of people are just, you know, still unsure, really. I mean, no one really knows what level he'll be at when he comes back. He hasn't competed in the Tour since 2005. It's a big break. If he does come back, he'll be the oldest ever winner of the Tour if he comes back and wins it. And since he's been away, you know, the last 2 or 3 years, a new crop of riders have come through, and there's some really, really strong guys out there.
Now, Daniel, we are talking to you as part of our geography quiz, our daily geography quiz, and there is a particular country that's involved in Lance Armstrong's comeback that's very prominent and happens to be the answer to our quiz today. Do you know the name of the country?
I do indeed.
Yes?
It's Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan. How does that figure into Lance Armstrong's future?
He'll be riding for the Kazakhstan-based team, and that's, you know, mainly due to the fact that it's run by his old director sportif, Johan Brunil. Brunil is the guy who basically guided Lance through all 7 of his Tour de France victories. That's the real reason for the partnership between the two of them.
Doesn't, though, Lance Armstrong has also been accused of doping, which he vehemently denies. But this Kazakh team has been shrouded by accusations of doping itself, hasn't it?
Sure, they've had doping problems before, and it's why they weren't invited to the Tour de France this year. I think the message that they're trying to bring out is they've cleaned up their act, but they don't have these issues anymore. And I think Lance, if he comes back and he wants to make everything as transparent as possible, going about that the right way in terms of, you know, the people he's bringing on board into the team, then that'll help to clear up their image no end.
All righty. Daniel Benson, managing editor at cyclingnews.com, speaking to us about the comeback of Lance Armstrong to professional cycling. Thanks a lot, Daniel.
Thanks very much.